5 days in, is it about how you'd normally feel 5 days into camp?
Yeah, it's about normal. You know, you've got the aches and pains. You spend your time in the ice tub, and you try to get your legs back as quickly as possible. And you know, you just keep pushing through. You know, it's the toughest month of the job, the preseason games, the training camp, and it's just something you have to do.
Shorts about regular for this time of year. I mean, for 2 days anyway, it gives you shorts in the morning. Or
yeah, we got a little bone today. We got a little bone today in the walkthrough, and we've been working hard out here. I mean, we've had a lot of full padded practice, and we've been working pretty hard. So I mean, we had a walkthrough today, and then we'll be back to hitting this afternoon.
Eddie, how's Tank looked playing linebacker?
You know. Good at times, and other times he has to learn things. I mean, he's never done it before, so he's learning. I think it's different for him taking on guards sometimes at that type of level. I mean, he's used to second level sort of situations where he has a little bit more space. But you know, surprisingly, he's accepted it all, and he's done a good job with it, doing the best he can out there. He's still with the first group, working hard, and you know, I think you know, it's different for me seeing him in there. You know, such a, you know, a 20 number in there and a smaller body, but you know, he's getting the job done.
How about Gerard? How's his progress?
He's coming. You know, I think the biggest thing is just his attitude. He's willing to learn. He's willing to learn, and he's asking questions, and you know, you can see the ability he has out here. I mean, he's running and hitting, and he's physical at times, and I think what I'm most impressed about is just his attitude and just his willingness to accept this system.
Teddy, what's the most bunch of new faces in the secondary?
What's that?
When you have a bunch of new faces in the secondary, can the linebackers help, or do they kind of have to sink or swim on their own a little bit? Can they lean on you at all?
Well, a little bit. I mean, I can't turn around in the middle of a play and tell them what to do. I mean, that's their area back there. So, you know, they're going to have to get the job done themselves, you know, and then I think they have been so far. I mean, we haven't played any games yet, but, I think the learning curve is something that they've accepted, and they know it's difficult. They know it's difficult, but, you know, Will Height, Wheatley, you know, Brandon Merriweather's, taking a more vocal role this year. You can hear him communicating out there. I think he's done a great job.
Teddy, what's the most important thing for you to get down these first few days of camp personally?
I think just the physical aspect for it, for me, for being inside linebacker. I mean, getting back in the running game and putting your face back there, putting your face in the middle of Logan Mankins and some of the offensive linemen that we have. You have to, you know, get used to hitting people again. I think that's the in the front seven. I think that's the biggest thing we have to get used to again. Your body has that soreness after the first and second day where you realize, you know, your body sort of asks you, what are you doing to me? You know, but then, you know, after the practices, you know, 4, 5, and 6, it sort of remembers, and you hope your body remembers to the point where you just get back in football shape and you start hitting each other again.
How's the intensity compared to last year or even years before in terms of hitting, in terms of...
That's good. It's good. I think training camp intensity is always high. Yeah. It's always high, especially when your head coach puts you in full pads, because I think everyone realizes out there, even myself, that still there are jobs to win. There are jobs to be captured out there, and I think everyone from starter all the way to practice squad player of last year has to realize that.
Teddy, the officials are here to talk about some of the new stuff. Have you thought at all about maybe having a speaker in your helmet, and what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, just... we've mentioned it in the team meetings. We don't know how it's going to go. You know, and with our defense, we have so many moving parts. Who do you give a mic? You know, who do you give a mic and a speaker in the helmet to? You know, so right now, you know, you can see us. We're just sort of signaling right now, and we'll sort of work with the new rules as they're presented to us more and more.
How does the change of the four-set rule affect how the defense treats receivers?
What's that?
How does the change of the four-set rule especially change how the defense treats receivers, especially towards the sideline?
I haven't even thought about it.
Good, thanks, Teddy.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you, Teddy. Thanks.